It's always fun when in the gospel we hear different parts that we say during the mass. Today we hear, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only let my servant be healed, or as we say, my soul shall be healed. That we, like the centurion, know of our unworthiness, but there's a very important but right in the middle. That we say, Lord, I'm not worthy, but I need healing in my life. In the first reading we hear, the St. Paul, that famous line that's very encouraging to us, that God wills that all of us would be saved one day and come to knowledge of the truth. But Jesus doesn't only want us to be saved forever in heaven, he wants us to be healed right now. And we come to this Mass at 6:45 a.m. because we know that Jesus is here. And even more so than he entered into the centurion's life, he enters into our life. That he, by his power, healed the centurion's servant from a distance away. But Jesus doesn't come at a distance to us, he actually enters into us, even more intimately than the centurion, he healed him, and or healed his servant, he comes to heal us. And so it's important for us when we come here, we love the Eucharist, we all believe Jesus is present in the Eucharist, that's why we're here. I'd like to think it's to hear 2 minutes of wisdom from Father Dominic, but I know that's not true. You're here for the Eucharist. It's important to be very, very specific with the Eucharist. When we receive Jesus into our hearts, first of all, to express our affection for him and to receive his love for us, but to come to him for healing. Be like, Jesus, I want this aspect of my life to be healed. I want this very specific issue I'm going through to be healed. I want this relationship that I have to be healed. I want this aspect of my life to be healed. And we can do it vicariously, like the centurion does. I want this person that I love to be healed, that we can bring other people when we receive the Eucharist. Because even more intimate than he was with the centurion, and Jesus says he was amazed by his faith. Today, let us have Jesus be amazed at our faith by bringing him the things that we maybe struggle with believing. Maybe we don't believe fully that Jesus can heal this in our life. So today, we say with the centurion, with absolute faith, heal this aspect of my life. Heal this person who's far from you, who's dying because they're far from you. And let us say to Jesus, Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and this situation in my life will be healed.